It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good Tuesday, everybody. This is Tuesday, February the 3rd. It's my birthday today. February the 3rd is my birthday. What an exciting time. I love birthdays. And I was talking to one of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, on Sunday. That was the Super Bowl Sunday. Thanking him again for taking me to the Super Bowl, which was the last one in Phoenix, and thanking him for taking me there and me being his guest, getting to meet all of those famous people at the Super Bowl. Anyhow, it's good to have you listening in, and so delighted to have you being a part of BPN Radio. Today I'm going to have Michael Schonborn on. Michael, without Michael, we couldn't have this broadcast. He is a tremendous, incredible, fantastic pioneer, engineer, developer, producer. And I've known him for a number of years. And Michael's helped me get the entire BPN network going, helping me set up the radio station here in Austin, Texas, and being a tremendous help, available day in and day out. And now we're going, what, about 4 months? And so every day it's broadcasting, not only every day, but 24 hours a day. So delighted to have you listening today. It's going to be a great day. And so let's pray. Father, we are so thankful and grateful for the people that are praying with us here on BPN Radio every day. And I know that you spoke to me months ago and said, start praying over the internet 24 hours a day. Lord, I didn't know how I could do it, how it could possibly happen. But here we are, knowing that dreams really do come true. And so I just pray that you'll bless the broadcast today here on BPN Radio, people that are praying with us day in, day out. And I just pray the will of God be done in this broadcast in Jesus' name. We come into your presence on this Tuesday by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, Holy Spirit, that you minister to us and speak to us right now in Jesus' name. So I'd just like to pause and just thank you for praying with me today. We have, I believe this is kind of a milestone starting in September, and now here we are in February. And of course, the broadcast started in September, but it took weeks and weeks to get it all set up, to get the station set up, to get the engineering properly done, to get the promos on, and all of the information that was needed in order, including finances, that was needed in order to start BPN Radio. And so we know that everything is a process. And little did I realize when I started out in radio and went into full-time ministry that one day I would return. Of course, Gene and I still travel out different places. We'll be in Bryan College Station, Texas, this Sunday at College Heights Assembly of God. And then so forth and so on. So we're still out ministering, not quite as much because BPN Radio does take a lot of time. That is why we need partners. We need monthly partners. We need people that are willing to support this radio program and this ministry and help us mobilize people to pray. And we're, of course, we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities, and we're in the process of setting all that up. So we're praying every day. We have guests on each day, most every day, and they are praying specifically about certain situations. So it's all about prayer. And my first call before I was called to preach was I was called to pray. And then, of course, as I went along, I was able to preach the gospel, to be a revivalist, to travel to nations of the world. And now, this June, Gene and I will celebrate 49 years in the ministry. And we've just been sowing and giving. So what is my life all about? My life is simply serving other people. And even I, you know, I have different guests on BPN Radio. And then I say to them, how can people support you? And other people say, well, how can you get enough support if you're always wanting people to support other ministries? Well, that's just the way it works. We just give it all away and sow and bless and realize there is no competition in the body of Christ. So we just want to support others. We support ministries. We were at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, Sunday, and I was up raising money to pay the pastor's house off. He and his wife have been faithful there for 30 years, and so I was raising money to pay the mortgage on their home off. So that's what I'm all about. I'm giving, and actually that's what happens when you begin to pray. Then you just develop the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of Christ is giving. For Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And as we give, God brings people along beside us to help us with whatever assignments that we have in life. And so this is a good day. This is a good day, and I'm going to have a young man by the name of Godfrey Bertle. And most everybody that I have singing All the music, all the songs, most all the songs are people that I'm in a relationship with. I just call them partners. And music is such a vital part of prayer. It's very difficult to have a proper prayer time without some music. Even in your private praying, you can have a little music in the background. And then, of course, when I go and do corporate services, it's wonderful to have singers and musicians helping me. And you say, well, why do you have songs on BPN radio? I have songs on BPN radio because music goes along with prayer. It's prayer and music. And music, of course, tells the story. So in 1997, I went to 1996, I went to London and led a month of revival services on Marsham Street in London, England. It was an incredible time. There was a young man that came almost every night of that revival, that month-long revival in London. His name, of course, was Godfrey Birtle. And Godfrey began to write songs according to what I was preaching, what I was declaring. And I would make faith declarations, or I would talk about prayer, and then he would write songs. He became a spiritual son of mine. And today, he's got so many incredible songs out. Many of those songs that were written by him and recorded in response to a prayer or a message that I was giving. And so here's one of those songs. I always got up and say it's a good day to pray. And so Godfrey's going to sing, one of my partners in ministry. And I want to tell you that God desires to give you partners. And so let's let Godfrey sing, and I'll be right back, and we'll pray some more here on my birthday, February the 3rd. It's a good day. It's a good day to pray.
Jesus.
Okay, there you have it. Let's shout it out. Jesus is Lord. Good to have Godfrey Bertel here on BPN Radio singing. And it's good to have you on BPN today. I appreciate your support. And if you would like to support this ministry, then you can just go to bpnradio.com. And go down to the bottom. There is a donate place, and you can use PayPal, your credit card, write a check, however you want to support the broadcast. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And today we're going to have Michael Schonborn on, who helped me pioneer BPN Radio. He is a man given to details. So you got to get ready now, because he's going to give you some details of how he got started. And of course, however he got started is how BPN Radio got started, because he is the one that really helped me. And I'm so thankful that people can pray with me on their computer. They can pray with me on their smartphone, which is quite amazing that that can happen. People can just walk around with their smartphone, be praying with me. Even in a crowd, they can have their smartphone playing, their iPhone. And it's just amazing how all of that can happen, how all of that can take place. And so here we go, Michael. We got Michael Schonborn on the phone. He's going to talk, and I know that he's going to be a tremendous blessing to you. And so here is Michael Schonborn. Well, it's a delight to have here on BPN Radio the producer of BPN Radio, Michael Schonborn, is on with us today on the telephone, all the way from the United Kingdom, all the way from England. And I'm very grateful to Michael for producing this broadcast, because without him, we could not have BPN Radio. He's worked with me day to day, and it's been a tremendous blessing. So, Michael, it's good to have you on today.
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. It's good to be on BPN, on BPN Radio.
And you have been with me from the very start. In fact, you were our very first guest when we started. But here we are now several weeks down the road, and I know that a lot of people have been listening to BPN Radio. A lot of people have been blessed, they tell me. And thanks to you for helping me get everything up and running, for putting helping me put this radio station in here in Austin, Texas. And tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background. We're going to talk a little bit about you today, and we're going to talk about internet radio, satellite radio, and just give me a little bit about your background.
I mean, first of all, it's a privilege. It's been a real pleasure getting involved with BPN Radio. My background is my radio background, should I say, goes back about maybe 20 years, a really long time. I became a Christian when I was 16, so I was very young, and there weren't really a lot of Christian outlets. So back in Germany, there wasn't any Christian television. And the only thing we could get on the Christian media was on AM radio at 10 o'clock at night for a couple of hours. And there were some German language programs and some English language programs. And so in the very early days, being a Christian, I learned a lot about the Bible from radio broadcasts, from ministries, also a lot of ministries from the States, from the United Kingdom, and some from Germany as well. And so I felt at that time, slowly, a call of God in my life to go into this area, which at the time was just totally crazy, because nobody really, there wasn't anything like private radio in Germany or in Europe like you have it in the States. There wasn't there wasn't any prospect of the government letting go of control of the public media, and that's way back in the 80s, in the early 80s. And then slowly, over time, things were more liberalized, and suddenly it was possible to get involved in radio and also in Christian radio. In about the late 90s, I was approached. I mean, I prepared sort of my life, went around radio technology, having failed this call. So I studied electronics engineering. I sort of got quite involved in radio engineering and things like that. I became a lecturer and started teaching on these technologies. My whole life sort of went into this area of facilitating, you know, the word of God via the airwaves, or, you know, remotely via radio in whatever form it is. Then in the late 90s, I was approached by a friend, by a colleague of mine at work. He was also a lecturer, or I think over there in America, you call him a professor. He was a professor. And he wanted me to get involved with a radio project with his brother, who was back in Uganda. And it was just for a secular radio station. I thought, oh dear, no, I don't want to do this secular radio station. And I was praying about it, and I felt, you know, it doesn't really matter, even if, you know, as long as the gospel gets preached on this platform, and even if it's just one soul, you know, that's getting saved, it's worthwhile the effort. So I started talking with this guy, we started negotiating, and we hit some sort of deal that I would get access to X amount of airtime. It's about officially up to 50% of the airtime. Realistically, it only went up to about 10% to 20%. And I could broadcast my stuff on the radio station. And then, you know, it started off, yeah, started off. And then early 2000, sort of I built the transmitters, you know, put everything together, sent it over there. And it was like a radio station, maybe costing several thousand, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 commercially. Was put together on a shoestring budget for possibly about maybe $1,000, $2,000 by making everything oneself, yeah, by putting everything together oneself. So the stuff was shipped over, the radio station started. My expectation was it might last half a year, maybe a year, and then the whole thing would just fall to bits. And it turned out it lasted about 6 years, and it got bigger and better. And we could cover an area in northern Uganda, in Gulu, which at the time was in a situation of civil war. And the government had pulled out with their broadcasting facilities, and for about a year to 2 years, the radio station was the only outlet for the people in the area. So that was quite humbling to see that suddenly, you know, a crazy idea turn out into, you know, a tool which would reach a huge amount of people for the gospel.
Wow. And where were you broadcasting from?
That was in Gulu, Uganda. Yeah.
So you were there physically, or
no?
By satellite.
I sent the equipment over there, and
okay.
We got a lot of ministries involved through through an organization in the States, and they had about 10, 15 ministries who were interested to broadcast in the area, and then I did a few broadcasts myself, and they were shipped here on tape. And then they were all turned into MP3s and placed onto a CD. And then they were shipped out to Gulu, to Uganda. And so the materials arrived maybe 2 or 3 weeks later. And then they were all aired with, I don't know, sort of 3 or 4 weeks delay from the day they were produced. Yeah.
Okay.
What I found out as well is whenever they were struggling to fill the air, they just put repeats on. So these programs were played many times. It's bizarre stuff happening as well. Like schools, they were teaching English, and the teachers, I don't know whether they were lazy or very, you know, really tuned into this sort of thing, into the gospel, but they found it very easy to just turn on the radio and let the kids listen to English broadcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, and so obviously these broadcasts were from ministries just proclaiming the gospel, preaching the gospel.
And you were doing all of that long distance, right?
Long distance, yeah. Later, when we started building up the radio station, every free opportunity I had, like holidays from work, I went out there to Uganda, and I sort of started improving the transmitter, improving the radio station. We went from a 30-watt transmitter, which is really low, but it had a decent coverage due to a really good antenna system, up to about a kilowatt, a 1,000-watt transmitter. Yeah. And then we had a better coverage, and things were a lot better. So, I mean, it was kind of exciting. Obviously, lots of problems as well. There were power cuts. Uh-huh. It's like bizarre stories of either the rebels were cutting the power lines and to create havoc.
Yeah,
or sometimes just an elephant ran past the power pole and knocked it down, and they had to get some engineers out in the wilderness to put the power back on.
I understand. I've ministered in Africa, so that was the beginning of your radio experience. But how did you progress into the satellite internet radio? How did that happen?
Okay, the satellite radio in 2000. I think it was 2006 when. There were loads of problems. Yeah. One big problem was that by the time there were a lot of other private radio stations, the area was a bit more stable. I remember sort of the first times going to Gulu, that you crossed the River Nile, and then it was pretty much rebel territory. The government army was there, but the rebels, they were just hiding somewhere in the bush. And one thing they would do is they would just ambush normal buses, you know, like coaches. Uh-huh. So you were sitting on a bus, on an autobus, and once you crossed the Nile, it got really quiet on the bus, and the atmosphere got really, really tense. And it was maybe a 20-mile trip to Gulu from the river, mm-hmm. from the crossing point. Mm-hmm. And people just didn't know. You know, you heard stories every couple of days that an autobus, like a coach, got ambushed.
Right.
And so it was quite serious. And a lot of people, they didn't dare to go there. So I thought, yeah, good, you know, Christians come along. They they take risks, you know, and we set something up at that time to really serve the people in that area, give them access to information and also preach the gospel to them. And also, I mean, life is really hard there. And so with entertainment and music and stuff like that, it eases maybe a little bit of the hardship people have. And but anyway, towards 2005, 2006, the situation relaxed a little bit. The rebels went into Sudan and or Congo, and there weren't that many attacks at that time.
Uh-huh.
And what happened at the same time, unfortunately, I mean, it's a good thing that the rebels went away, but a lot of businesses moved into the area, including a lot more radio stations. Suddenly there were about, I think, four or five radio stations with huge money, foreign investment, and big setups. And then suddenly the money from the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, which we needed to keep the thing running, went to the other radio stations. So the whole thing just imploded on itself. So we mm-hmm. didn't have the money to make the investment which we needed to do, you know, keep the thing going.
Uh-huh.
So it just went down the hill financially, and we couldn't keep it up. So in 2006, I pulled out. I mean, the radio station was finished at that time. So we had a good run. We had a run of about 6 years keeping it going. And it was interesting as well. It was 6 years. And then for 1 year, I didn't do much, but I did some research to see what, you know, would be possible. And one idea was to set up small transmitters all over Africa and to feed them from a satellite outlet. And we were sort of looking into this idea. And then we thought, why not, do satellite radio? And we gave it a go. So we set up a small satellite radio station. We went on Eurobird 9 at the time. It was called, I think today is Eutelsat 9A or something. And we covered on that satellite all of Europe, North Africa, most of Russia, all the way, you know, the Middle East as well, all the way to Pakistan.
Wow.
But obviously the people have to have a dish. Yeah, the dish has to be pointing to the satellite. So that means there has to be something on the satellite which is of interest to them. And so it's not quite as, you know, bombastic as what it sounds like. So I'm not sure. The listenership, I think, is probably the same as a small community radio station. But
You are a pioneer, Michael, and so it's amazing how all of this started. How did you learn about satellite radio?
I spent about a year just. I knew satellite radio was done. Yeah, we in the UK we have satellite radio on the Astra satellite, which brings most of the television to the UK, and most dishes are tuned into that. So it's a different satellite, and I was sort of trying to. It took me about a year to do the research to get to know the people from the different satellite companies. To know how much it costs and to get a low price to be able to go on there, something which is feasible and affordable, and roughly about a year to get all the information together. And then I signed the contract, and then I had access to the satellite and the... the way it was done is it was really bizarre. There was a server in London, which was the playout server, so material on a server. Uh-huh. That one was in London. That one went to another place in London. From there, it went to Israel and somewhere, not far from Jerusalem, somewhere between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It was beamed up to the satellite, and then it went down from the satellite to that area.
Now we can tell, Michael, that you are a very detailed man, and that's, of course, one of your extraordinary giftings is you are a man of details, and you're giving us the details today of how it all began. And it's very interesting because I know that you've done a lot of research, and then you get on satellite radio, which most people did not know about, I'm sure, at that point. Now we've only had satellite radio in America for just a very few years. And so, but you were doing satellite radio way back in 2006, 9 years ago. And so I know that you had to be a forerunner. And
it was 2007 when it started, yeah.
2000 and what?
2007 when it started. Okay. So 2006 I started with the research, and then about a year.
And then you started. You put in your own radio station?
Yeah. I mean, it was called Radio Eden. So it then grew to more satellites. The next one was Intelsat 10 at the time. Later it was called, I think, the name changed. When the satellites get old and obsolete, they put another one up and it gives the satellite a different name, but it's in the same position. Everything is in the same frequencies and everything. Intelsat was an interesting satellite. It covered all of Africa and went all the way to Japan. And India as well, China, all of China, India, Australia, bits of Australia. So that covered at that point, all of the world was covered apart from America.
And on the satellite radio that you were doing, then you were broadcasting, you were sharing the gospel, and you had other ministers on there.
Of course, yeah. I mean, the whole idea is you get a lot of ministries, and ministries pay a small share. So a ministry could, at the time, how much did I charge? It wasn't very expensive. So for half an hour broadcast would have been about $60, $70, something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So considering what you got, it wasn't that expensive for ministries to do that.
How many countries were you reaching at that point? Do you know?
At that point, later, I went on to another satellite called Galaxy, which covered North America and Central America. And the only one that was missing at that stage was South America. There are 220 countries in the world, and I think I was covering about 200. They were just the South American countries.
So you were broadcasting literally around the world. Now, for the people that just joined us, we're talking to Michael Schonborn. He is the producer of BPN Radio and from England. He's been a longtime friend of mine. And so we're just talking about how BPN started, some of the background, and how Michael Schonborn got started, and how all of this led to BPN Radio. And I know that you have a real heart, Michael, to share the gospel around the world. And you did this satellite through satellite radio. And then how did that progress into internet radio?
Yeah. Just to sort of carry on with the story, the bids were really hefty, you know, having three satellites, and four satellite came as well, which I got for free. And then the whole thing with the recession, when it kicked in, I started losing ministries who couldn't afford the fees. So for them, it would have been like $200-$300 a month or something to be on that system about 4 or 5 times a week. And then the whole thing came to an end. When did it come to an end? About a year ago. It was the same thing. It lasted about 6 years, and then and then the finance just didn't come together, and I had to cease operation and close the station down. The internet radio has always been on the side as well. So since the satellite radio started, there was always an internet radio stream, but obviously it wasn't the main focus. You try to get people interested in tuning in anywhere. And if you're on the move, that was the other thing, you can't carry a satellite dish with you. And then the idea came to look with these smartphones, you know, when the smartphones came out and we had the smartphone revolution, to see how we could integrate this. And, and the idea was, okay, there are companies like TuneIn.com and others who relay the audio stream to the smartphone. And I thought that's actually quite a good idea, because if we can push the whole smartphone technology a little bit further, then people can listen to, niche radio programs anytime, anywhere. The data streaming, or the amount of data which is pushed through, is not that much. It's very, very little as opposed to video. And so it's literally possible, you know, even if you've got a very weak signal on your smartphone, to pick up the signal and listen to, Christian audio.
Yeah.
And that was really where the move came into internet radio as well. I mean, it's always been there. It's always been used as part of the Radio Eden project. And now I think it becomes much more interesting, because even in Africa, people are now having internet access via their smartphones, and in, you know, the remotest regions of the world, you probably find access to that.
Well, I am so amazed, you know, of 49, 50 years ago when I was in radio, you know, I was limited to, 500 miles or something like that. Now, here on BPN, I can talk and minister and pray with people literally around the world. And I know that we're just getting started. We've got 28, 29 nations that have joined us. But now it's amazing that people can walk around with a smartphone in their hand and be listening and praying with me practically anywhere in the world. It's just, it's actually mind-boggling. And I know that is going to those opportunities are going to increase as we go along.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big threat as well for us, and that is, it's not just the good stuff that's getting on the air and that's blasted out there, but there's also a lot of bad stuff as well. And so I think it's important for Christians to utilize the media which is out there, and some of it is very cheap, and some of it is almost free. You know, there are a lot of blogging sites and YouTube and other facilities which are de facto, you know, free. So as long as we've got the freedom to use them, and I'm not sure how long this freedom is going to last, we should, you know, delve into it, use them.
That's right.
I've got one verse which, for me, I think that radio is more important than TV, and I think the TV Christian ministries, they won't like this, but let me just give you this verse. It's in Romans 10, and it's in 17, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yeah. And so, for me, that's been the radio verse in the Bible. It's by hearing.
That's right.
And by hearing the word of God, that faith comes. And it's not by seeing or by vision or whatever, it's by hearing. And I think there's something very special about hearing. I think messages through the ear go right to the heart in a way. And so that's what's been motivating me all this time to try and push these technologies as far as I can, and to help people to get on air like yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm very grateful for that. And, I have been on television before. I used to have a weekly program on national television several years ago. In fact, I was on maybe for 4 or 5 years. But it takes so much money. It takes so much effort to do that. And for people, of course, they have to stop and watch. But like you say, with internet radio, people can walk down the street. They can be driving in their car, just about any place, anywhere. Even if they're in a crowd of people, they could put their earphones in their ears and listen. So it's just amazing, and I'm just kind of blown away, and I'm grateful because you have the expertise to help people. And there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio that have been enjoying the prayer broadcast that you produce here each day and help everything get started going, and critiquing the equipment. And you just have the ability to set up a radio station for anybody that I'm sure that has a high-speed internet connection and is willing to invest a little bit of money, not a lot of money. So I just believe that there are other people, ministers or prayer leaders, whoever it may be, that would like to set up internet radio or would like to be involved some way. How can they reach you, Michael?
I've got a website which just a moment, my throat.
Take you a drink of water.
Yeah, I got a drink of water, so it's not a bit better now. I've got a website which is ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com.
ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com, okay.
Yes, there, a lot of things are explained on the website. I'm not sure whether maybe it's too detailed. And then, obviously, another website where I set up a radio station some time ago. What I found is that to attract people, get them interested into the gospel, you have to put some weird stuff up. So you discuss, for example, you were talking about hell recently, or you talk about the return of Christ or the end of the world, and people seem to be really interested. I noticed that listener ratings go sky high when you tackle subjects which are a little bit out of the ordinary. Uh-huh. So I set up like a small radio station, internet radio station as well, and it's pretty much just a collection of audio materials covering these things. And it's at seismicradio.org, and there you can find about five audio channels. There's one in German, one in Russian, one in Arabic.
Wow.
Do you speak
different languages?
I speak a little bit. Obviously, I speak German and English, and I can understand a little bit of Russian. I can speak enough Russian to get by. And what else? When I was in Uganda, I'm not that good anymore because I've been away for too long. I could speak an African dialect as well, a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So it was sometimes weird when I went to a different tribe and I spoke to them in an African language. They didn't understand and they thought, what is this white guy going on about?
Hey, Michael, you are brilliant. That's all I can say. And I know that you have a heart to help people. I thank you for helping me. Mm-hmm. And so in just a moment, we're going to play some music. But I want you to give your a website one more time.
Okay,
and then I want you to say a prayer. I want you to say a prayer, however you want to pray. But this gospel needs to go throughout the nations of the world. So I know that we're praying here on BPN Radio. We are praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. But I know that there are nations around the world that are joining us and are responding to the different prayers and the different interviews that we're having. So I know that you're a vital part of helping spread the gospel around the world. And you may not claim to be a preacher, but you're definitely a pioneer. You're definitely an engineer, producer, and you're brilliant. And I know that you are a missionary because you want to spread the gospel around the world. And you've been doing this on satellite radio for a long time. Where in America, we've only had satellite radio for just a very few years. So why don't you just say a prayer, however you want to pray. Then we're going to close out and play some music here and do some more praying. But you pray right now, however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray.
Okay, I should mention the websites one more time. So it's ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com, and then the other one is SeismicRadio.org. Seismic, like the earthquake stuff, SeismicRadio.org. Okay, Lord, I want to thank you for this time and for this time with Dale, and I want to thank you for the opportunity we've got in this day and age to reach out to the ends of the world with your gospel and to let everybody know, everybody who is willing to hear, that that there is hope for them and that there is forgiveness and that there is a way out from condemnation, from not knowing you, and Lord, to enter into a relationship with you. I want to pray at this time for the ministries, the media ministries in America specifically. I want to pray, Father, that you will open up more channels and more outlets and that more voices will be heard in America, Lord, preaching your gospel and reaching out, Lord, to all parts of society in America. I pray, Father, for niche broadcasters that they will come out of the holes and that they will come and seek ways to minister and to minister to their communities and to people who normally would never think about you or think about coming close to you. Lord, I want to pray for BPN Radio as well. I want to thank you for the impact this radio station has had so far. And I pray that also Dale's vision for 1,000 prayer centers and for center throughout the United States and worldwide to reach out and to join in prayer for this nation, for America, but also for Europe, Lord, for Asia, and for the continents of this world, Lord, that we can reach out with your word, that your word will be heard anywhere. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Michael. Sean Bourne for being on today, producer of BPN Radio. And I'm just believing that that this is expanding, enlarging, and I don't know exactly how all it's going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. I believe others are going to join us, and there's going to be an expansion. Thank you for working with me, and thank you for being on the broadcast today.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed my telephone interview there with Michael Sean Bourne, the producer of this BPN Radio prayer broadcast anywhere, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, 24 hours a day. And I'm so thankful to him for his committed service to producing this broadcast each day here on BPN Radio, Internet Radio, Internet Prayer Station. So this is Dale Gentry, your Internet prayer leader here. Glad to have you being a part of what God is doing, and it's such a tremendous opportunity to have you as a part of BPN. If you have a prayer request, remember that you can send in your prayer request, and all you have to do if you want to do it by email is that you can just put prayer request, bpnprayerrequest.com. That's bpnprayerrequest.com. bpnprayerrequest.com. And our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will take your prayer request and she will send it out to the prayer team. If you'd like to be a part of the prayer team, you can be a part of the prayer team, the national prayer team, and receive prayer requests, help us pray for people all around the world. And simply, if you want to do this by email, you can just put bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com if you'd like to be a part of our prayer team. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. Well, it's great to have you here on BPN Radio. We're so thankful and grateful for your prayer support. And today, I wanted to talk to you just a moment and pray with you about wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. And so here on my birthday, on February the 3rd, on this Tuesday, somebody said, what gift would you like to have for your birthday? And what I would like to have for my birthday is more wisdom. The Bible says that the principal thing to get is wisdom. And for many years, I've loved to read the chapter in the book of Proverbs that corresponds to the day of the month. February the 3rd is Proverbs chapter 3. And probably one of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible is found in this chapter today. Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So we get wisdom three different ways: by scripture, we get wisdom by asking. James said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. So I'm asking today here on my birthday, I'm asking for wisdom. And then the third way that you get wisdom is that you associate with people of great wisdom, godly wisdom. And so I'm so thankful today that we can ask for wisdom. And what is wisdom? The ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. So, Father, today I agree with those listening to BPN Radio. I ask, O God, for wisdom. And I pray that you will give them wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. And Lord, we know that as we ask for it, we shall receive it. As we walk with people of wisdom, we receive it. And we also know that if we walk with wise people, we'll get it. And then we get it by wisdom, by scripture. So I hope I've made myself clear. Walking with wise people, asking for wisdom, and through the scriptures. And so I love to read the book of wisdom, which is the book of Proverbs. And most of Proverbs, of course, was written by Solomon. I have a friend of mine from England. I love England. I just want to give a shout out to England today. I've got so many friends in England. Gene and I have been going to England ministering there since 1990. And a young man by the name of Martin Smith, he's a great friend of Gene and I's, he and his wife, Anna. And he's written a song called The Song of Solomon. It's a song of wisdom. So Martin is going to sing right here, and we're just going to pray for that wisdom here today, here on BPN Radio.
You come running, my lover.
There you have Martin Smith, the Song of Solomon. And, of course, we're praying today for wisdom. And so much wisdom comes from the book of Proverbs, written mostly by Solomon. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to ask for wisdom, the ability to live life's given on a daily basis. Today we've just been celebrating BPN Radio. And if BPN Radio is a blessing to you, you might want to send us an email. And you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. And you can do that. Or you can go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. If you just want to write us a letter, just let us know how you're enjoying it. We're thankful for almost 1,000 churches that are praying with us, have a representative in that church praying, and almost 700 cities. And if you would like to sign up to receive our daily prayer, you can go to letspray America.com, letspray America.com, and you can sign up there. Put the name of your church or the name of your city or both or either, and we will sign you in, your city and your church. Don't forget, we're going to have a BPN prayer leaders gathering in Austin, Texas at Compass Church, Austin, Texas, April the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And if you are a prayer leader, you desire to be a prayer leader, you are invited to come, and we will be posting more information about that. And so it's going to be a great time of gathering people to pray for information, impartation, and instruction, and, of course, lots of prayer. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a great day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.